It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, Hank. Good morning, Philip. You look awful bushy and bright-tailed today.
Absolutely. You gotta be. June said 21 naps yesterday. That's exaggerating.
You probably had more.
I had two, I think.
Was she counting?
No, well, I had one in the afternoon, and then one, we were supposed to be watching TV last night, so took a little. She did, yeah.
Did you sleep good, though?
Pretty well, yeah. I think so. I needed it.
Nothing bothered you, did it?
No. Busy weekend.
Yeah. Did you miss me over the wrestling weekend?
Oh, we did. We thought about you often, but...
Did you? Yeah. I was demoted, I see.
And, yeah, well, we picked up Kirk Lair as a free agent, and then we sent you down to the minors.
I heard that.
You're covering that middle school tournament at DeSoto. I think it's this week.
Is it? So, yeah. I appreciate that.
What do you do, Hank?
You're a good man.
Thank you. Well, it's all we
Kirk
can
did
do.
Well, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Pat Mahoney.
Oh, my goodness.
Bill and David Werman.
And Phil Neek.
Yeah, I'm just along for the clowning around, I think.
You guys did wonderful.
Yeah,
so.
We got along great. And then, of course, we had Valentine's on Friday. Mm-hmm. And had a ball game. You were at Ithaca as well. That wasn't a real fun trip home.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a real fun trip there if you waited too late.
No, I know.
Yeah. So, but it's done. Kids played well. They played really well, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought Ithaca did.
Good game.
So, yeah.
So, anyway. I broke down and I brought some flowers for June, because I didn't think the popcorn from the concession stand was enough. So I bought her some flowers.
Did she appreciate
some chocolates?
That?
Yeah, absolutely. I was worried. I was kind of worried she was going to get a knee replacement, you know.
Oh, and they start early.
Chet's chuckle.
Yes. So.
Did you learn any? Oh, yeah. Congratulations on your big award.
Oh, thank you.
Umpire of the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It was very interesting. I had a nice banquet, or a luncheon, I should say.
Uh-huh.
So,
did they say nice things about you?
Not at all.
Didn't they?
All the coaches stood up and booed.
Oh, did they really? Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of that one old boy, that Pat Riley guy, I tell you.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
He goes, we had to nominate somebody, Henry.
Well, there you go. It's good to be recognized.
Very humbled. Uh-huh. So, good experience. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, anyway.
And then for another prize would have been to just put you up in full gear and then have some beginning pitcher, you know, that can throw pretty hard, throw in the dirt.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to get that all season. So.
Oh, got him again.
I remember one day, where was I at? Was that arena when I got hit 11 times?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that was a tough day for Hank. Hank was wanting to know what he did wrong.
Yeah.
Or the decisions in your life that you start thinking about. 11 times.
11 times. That's got to be near a record, I would think.
For me, it is.
Was that 7 or 9 innings?
That was 9.
9 innings. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once per inning plus.
Yeah. So, oh, boy. The catcher must have been having trouble stopping it.
It was all four of them. But I did a nice job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a nice job stopping them.
Well, you stopped it before I got back to the backstop.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, good for you.
I held those runners at first base. I have a joke from Jamie Gander down at Badgerland Flooring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it going to floor us? Thank you.
Or he may just wash it right down the shower.
Right.
Why do cows have hooves instead of feet?
I give up, Hank.
Because they are lactose.
Oh. Not bad, Jamie.
Not bad. Yeah, he did a nice job.
He keeps going. He might get himself a job telling jokes here on Mondays.
Well, he anytime, if you want a joke, go down there and talk to him.
Oh, well.
Feel sorry for Amy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a cow that just gave birth?
Decaffeinated.
Yes, decaffeinated.
I knew that one, Hank.
What do you call a chicken that's afraid to cross the road?
I give up.
A chicken.
Oh, well, we'll have more, hopefully better, after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Hey, Hank, do you know why the pickle had paparazzi?
Something with a deal.
It was a big dill. Yeah, it was a real big dill.
Oh, well, you're a really good film.
Well, about that.
Hey, I went out to eat Saturday after my banquet.
Did you really?
Yeah. And the waiter asked me, hey, if I wanted a box for my leftovers. And I said, I don't like fighting.
There you go. In this, corner, weighing...
let's move on.
Hank Bray. Yeah. In this corner, weighing 175, the waiter.
You know, you're...
I'm going to take the waiter.
Yeah, I'm taking the waiter.
Yeah.
My wallet is like an onion, Philip.
Really?
Yeah. Every time I open it, it makes me cry.
Oh, I hear you. If it weren't for receipts from the ATM, you know, I just wouldn't have much in the wallet.
Right.
There's not much there.
Yeah. But it's weird, though, because I went to 4 ATMs yesterday.
Did you?
Or Saturday in Madison. Every one of them said they had insufficient funds.
You had what?
It said insufficient funds.
Okay.
Every one of them.
What do you do?
I don't know what you do. I don't. So I called the bank.
Yeah.
And they said it too.
After the second or third time, it takes your card, I think, doesn't it?
I have no idea. Does it take your card anymore?
No, it doesn't. It shuts it off, I think.
But just like you're an idiot?
It used to take your card, though. Yeah. I think it happened to me once. Or went clunk, heard it land inside the old time machine, you know? Like, what? Come on.
The first card in there of the day.
It'll be available at your bank.
Yeah. When?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, there
what
goes.
What can you do?
That went my date. You know, I couldn't get any money out.
Yeah, yeah. A woman is on trial for stealing a can of peaches, Phil.
Really?
Tough times, yeah. The judge asked her, how many peaches were in the can? 6, Your Honor. The judge says, I sentence you to 6 days in jail.
Wow.
Her husband stands up and says, Your Honor, she also stole the can of peas.
She'd be in a little bit longer. Yes.
Poor guy.
What kind of music do planets like?
Oh, I don't know. What?
Neptunes.
Oh. Yes.
You know, yeah. I used to go courting in Neptune.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
A little boy goes to his grandpa and says, Grandpa, can you make a frog noise? The grandpa laughs and asks, why? The boy replies, because grandma said when you croak, we're going to Disney World.
Ridden.
Yeah, yeah. Poor boy. Poor guy.
Boy.
Yeah, I know. It's not fun.
No respect at all.
None at all. I do have a good one for you.
You do?
Yeah.
It's the kicker.
No, not yet.
Oh, it's not the kicker yet?
Yeah.
But boy, you've outdone yourself with jokes this morning.
Yeah. Let's see here. I got to find it first, though. Oh, here's one. Here it is. A guy walks into a job interview and hands the manager his resume. The manager asks, I see you have no previous experience in this line of work. Do you have any references? The guy replies, does my parole officer count?
There you go. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Couple of celebrity jokes here today.
Is it about you?
What do you call a singer with a laptop on her head?
I don't know.
Adele.
Adele. Oh, my goodness. That's pretty good, Phil.
And one more celebrity one. How does Reese eat her ice cream?
Oh, with a weather spoon.
No. Witherspoon.
Witherspoon.
Not with a weather spoon.
Just go ahead and make fun of me.
Oh, well, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Weatherby was the principal for Archie's school in Riverdale, the comics. Yeah? So is the kicker coming up?
I got one more than the kicker.
Okay, I'm going to get out of the way.
The job interview number 2.
Oh, okay.
Describe yourself in 3 words. The man goes, lazy.
Oh.
The interviewer goes, okay, but that's only one word. And Phil goes, yeah, I know. That's enough effort for the day.
Putting himself out there.
One more quick thought. Why does it take 7 to 10 business days, Philip, to refund my money when it took 5 to 7 seconds to take out of my account?
Yeah, that's good point.
All right, here's your kicker, young man.
I'm getting out of the way.
Yep.
I'm getting the way
old,
back here.
The old couple and the grocery list.
All right.
As an elderly couple is sitting at home when the wife says, I'm craving ice cream. Write it down so you don't forget. The husband goes, I don't need to write it down. I'll remember. Wife goes, fine. But I also want chocolate ice cream, and you better write that down. Or chocolate syrup. You better write that down. Husband goes, I got it. Ice cream, chocolate syrup. Oh, and whipped cream.
Huh.
Please write it down. Husband goes, trust me, I remember. 30 minutes later, he walks back in and hands her a plate of bacon and eggs and she stares at the plate and says, oh, you forgot the toast.
Ba-bum!
Oh, how true that is.
Yes, it is
how true that is. So, but anyway, young man, there you go. I hope everybody at least got a little kick out of that.
Not a bad day there, Hank.
Not a bad day. Yeah. I had one about a manager, too, but...
Oh.
I may have to get that approved. So it'll take a couple weeks.
Yeah, it probably will.
Buddy,
I'm kind of busy.
I hope you have a good day. I know we're busy this week. So this is really the last full week of basketball season as we know it. I mean, I know the boys.
The boys have one more week.
Yeah, has one more week. So they play, you know, let me rephrase that. This is kind of like the last full week for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the girls' tournament brackets are out. They start next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
And sectionals for wrestling for boys and girls this weekend.
Yep.
And we're heading toward the Dells. You're going to be there a little late. I heard you were going to be in the Cazenovia Polar Plunge this year.
Yes.
Jumping Lee Lake Saturday afternoon.
No, but everybody does not want to see. I get to wear my Speedos.
Yeah, but after you jump in the water, you'll be all purple and nobody's even going to, you know.
I'll look like a little raisin out
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Well. Or a prune in my place. Have a good day.
Have a good one.